And welcome, everybody, to episode 334 of RP Group. Ah, fuck. Already audio issues. Gotta love that.
Yeah, and this is breaking up a little bit
there. Yeah, that's all right. Episode 334 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branch, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, and the Frosty One himself, the Mug. What is up, gentlemen?
Just taking a break from the holy dungeons.
Oh, Jesus, dude!
I just had to do it once.
You had to do it, man. You waited what, 2 weeks to do that?
Yes,
2 fucking weeks.
I need you to hang up on me and call me back. I'm getting an echo.
I'm gonna have to, man. I'm gonna have to hang up on you. So, gentlemen, what's up? I just hung up on Mug.
I'm afraid to talk. Am I echoing? Yes, I am. God,
you're
damn.
Not echoing.
It's yep. Frank's fault.
How about I hang up on all of you guys? I'll get you guys right back. But anyways, we're going to have a fun show, guys. It's going to be cool. It's been 2 weeks since we've been back on the air. I got all the guys back except for Break, so we'll hold on. There's Break. All right, guys. You guys are back. Wow, that was special, Break. Who was that, Break?
Awesome. I blame Stealth.
You always do.
I blame MXT, who's in chat but not listening, apparently. Anyway, what's going on? What is
who's
that?
Having sex? Come on. Oh, own up to it.
What is that? Is that you, Eric? No, I bet you that.
My cord was stuck.
Oh, there you go. God, what a great start to a show, I can tell you guys. Hey, real quickly, I was discussing with the guys right before we got on air about maybe possibly going to a 3-week-a-month format just to give myself a break. I've been getting quite burnt with a lot of things lately. I've got a lot on my plate. So I don't think it's too much of a stretch just to take 1 weekend
month. Old man off. Frank needs to retire.
Yeah, I'm not retiring anytime soon, I can tell
you. Something like that, old and Frank.
I was going to say, before things went south, if I had a better internet connection, I could host some weeks, but my internet connection sucks, so we have to, you know.
Yeah, well, see, you get that straightened out, and then, you know, so we'll talk.
Yeah, well, I checked just last week, and still they don't have the fiber optics in my neck of the woods, well, you which is ridiculous because I live in a supposedly city.
You need to get them to fix your cable, dude. Like, I think that's your problem, dude. I think you got shitty cable lines.
I don't have cable. I have DSL.
Oh, well, there's your problem.
I know.
I have cable, which is actually pretty good. I get like 25 megabits downstream, 6 up.
I get 50, like, consistently. So that's
yours is a lot better than mine. But I mean, mine is the service where I am here. It's not, you know, blow you out of the water, but it's consistently, you know, I don't have, we almost never have any outages or anything like that.
Yeah, no, it's pretty consistent here too. It's not that bad. I mean, that's one thing about Comcast. Their cable shit, their phone service is shit, but their internet's pretty solid. I have to give them props.
It's too bad, you know, don't have Google Fiber around.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. All right, guys, let's get into the news. Let's get these news stories done and over with. Eric, lead the way.
Okay, from Silicon Era, we have Hyperdimension.
Skipped one.
Yeah, you skipped the first story.
Yeah, this was Intense Dimension. Tag Blank and Neptune versus the Zombie Army. Blank's getting a spinoff game.
Oh, okay. what do you think of it, Eric? Any thoughts? I didn't get a chance to look at the trailer. I'm coming clean.
Actually, that's Blanc. That's right. That's French.
Blanc.
Anyways, basically, it sounds like it's an action game, and you kill zombies, I guess.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't get a chance to look at the trailer or anything, so I don't know a damn thing about it. But speaking of hyper,
It would have been hard to see footage anyways, because it's a video of a conference, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they have the screen on the side, so it's hard to see you actually.
Yeah. Speaking of Hyperdimension, this comes to us from Silicon Era as well. Hyperdimension: Great War Neptune versus Sega Hardware Girls announced for the
Otherwise known as Seha. girls.
Like Sega hardware girls? Like what? What?
I knew you guys were going
to. It's basically it's the same concept as Neptune where all the characters are representing different consoles, but it's all Sega consoles.
Yeah.
Oh, so I was thinking maybe these were Boof Babes or something. Like they took the best of the best of the Boof Babes and are like put them in the game.
Well, is this coming to the US, Eric, or no?
Considering Idea Factory has released every other Neptunia game so far, I'd say yes.
All right. So look for that next year.
but yeah. No, I'm thinking they'll make an announcement by then.
Well, there's no way it's going to be called Great War Neptunia versus Sega Hardware.
No way. You're right. You're right on that. All right. On to the next.
No. The full name is Hyperdimension Great War Neptune versus Sega Hardware Girls Dream Union Special.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a temporary title, not the full title. Not the title that we'll settle on.
Oh, yeah.
It takes you longer to say the damn title than it does to play the game.
Yeah, pretty much.
So how many colons are going to be in it?
How many times do I have to say, when
Dungeon Buster says, nope, definitely not Boof Babes. All right.
No, damn, they need to make a game with Boof Babes.
You know what? Boof Babe the game. That would send people fucking in a tizzy.
Boof Babe Tycoon.
Yeah. Oh, no. Boof Babe the game at E3. Like, could you imagine like the smell coming from that? All the
Con Tycoon.
Sarkeesian would be all over that.
Gross.
All right, let's move on, Blake. What do we got next?
Yay, me. Coming to us live from Silicon Era. Shiren the Wanderer 5 plus wanders to Japan on June 4th. Oh, nice little pun from Silicon Era.
Yeah, right. Thanks.
It wanders to us. Thank you for that. Yeah. This week's Famitsu magazine reveals a release date for Shiren the Wanderer 5 plus. So, like, does that mean he's, like, plus size now? He gained some weight?
They just add plus to every new version of a game that they come out with.
Couldn't they have just used a symbol instead of putting plus? Because doing it like that makes it look like plus size to me.
Right.
New game like, plus.
Yeah.
It's like extra large. Shiren the Wanderer 5, extra large. a Japanese blog. Oh, my God. Here we go. Hajima Kiko reports the game is listed in Famitsu for a June 4th release. I'm not asking if that's right or not. Mystery Dungeon Shiren the Wanderer 5, which was originally released for the Nintendo DS in 2010. The Plus version, the supersized, extra large, Biggest Loser edition, XXL, is a PlayStation Vita port with additional dungeons. The game will also include trophies. Woo. Meanwhile, Spike Chunsoft recently teamed up with Atlas to release Etrian Mystery Dungeon, a crossover featuring the Mystery Dungeon and Etrian Odyssey franchises.
Mm, okay. I think that's a more important story than Shiren the Wanderer 5 Plus. But anyways,
the plus size, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess it's good that they're catering to the plus size audience.
More than half of the audience is plus size.
It's like Ninja Gaiden Sigma Plus.
Yeah. I mean, just like the plus size audience. Let's be honest. Like them and smokers are probably the most hated groups in the nation. Just it's okay to hate on them for some reason, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Right.
So it's good that they're catering to them.
Right.
And you thought I milked the Holy Dungeon thing.
Oh, Jesus. All right, Holy Dungeon. Next story, please.
All right. Nintendo teams up with, I'm going to guess this is pronounced DNA, to make smartphone games. Mobile phone games maker DNA and Nintendo have entered a business and capital alliance for the joint development and operation of gaming applications for smart devices. Business speak, the two companies announced today. The two companies believe they can create new business opportunities by combining their strengths and will jointly operate new game applications developed specifically for smart devices. These applications will include Nintendo IP.
Sorry to interrupt there, but this is big news. I think this is a huge story. Now, when we do news, we usually get these announcements or, you know, non-news stories, but this actually has some meat. Go ahead, Mug.
In addition to developing and operating smartphone games together, DNA and Nintendo will also develop a new, quote, core system, unquote, which they say will be compatible with a variety of smartphones and tablets, as well as Nintendo's own dedicated video game platforms. That's kind of a neat touch.
Mm-hmm.
A new membership service utilizing the system will launch in fall 2015, so expect to have to pay for it.
Of course.
As part of their new partnership, DNA is to allocate 15,081,000 of its treasury shares, corresponding to 10% of its issued shares, having a total value of about 22 billion yen, to Nintendo by means of a third-party allocation, and Nintendo is to acquire such shares in DNA. At the same time, Nintendo is – okay, this is a tedious.
Yeah, it's just
– Nintendo says this new alliance is not expected to have any effect on its business performance for the remainder of the fiscal year, which ends March 1st, 2015. The expected impact upon – March 31st.
So it's already over with. March 31st. Okay.
Expected impact upon future business performance is to be reflected in the forecasts of financial results for the next fiscal year onwards, the company said in a statement. Now, Nintendo and DNA are expected to announce further details during a business and capital alliance announcement press conference, which will be held in Japan at 5 p.m. today. And the presentation has ended, and you can watch it on YouTube. Now, the thing is, I've heard a little bit about this, and mm-hmm. DNA is not known for making, they're known for making very like microtransaction heavy games,
right? Which look this,
but they've also made Record Keeper, which apparently is not that bad of a game.
Well, I'll talk about Record Keeper later. It's not bad at all.
You played it on the
iOS. Yep.
Planting seeds like a salesman.
Yeah. No, this is good news.
Isn't it like a free download and then pay for other stuff?
Yeah, you pay, I think, for energy and, you know, other stuff like that. But you don't.
I expect this will operate kind of like the Kongregate app.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to mention a service like that. Not exactly Kongregate, but this needed to happen for Nintendo to be viable in the future. I mean, they have all their IPs. I mean, this is just going to be another revenue stream for Nintendo. And
I'm pretty sure that they're not going to completely switch to mobile.
No, they're not.
If you want meatier games, you get them on the consoles.
Yeah, exactly. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
going to be a lot more stuff like Pokemon Shuffle.
Which is fine. I mean, if that's
it remains to be seen as to how, you know, it's like, okay, this is, it shows promise, but it remains to be seen if it's going to result in anything like their core audience would really want.
They really need to.
What's more important though is what they plan to do with Dana in regards to the replacement for the Club Nintendo program.
Yeah, that's important.
We're going to talk
too.
About it soon.
Yeah, that's important, but. What also is important is them needing to work with Apple. Like, they really need to work with Apple, man. If they can get Apple under its belt, work out some type of deal with DNA and
if they're
Nintendo.
Putting games on smartphones, they're going to have to talk to them at some point.
Right. And it's going to be lucrative. Let me tell you that. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, but the Android platform actually outsells Apple, so I'm just saying, like,
no, they do.
They can do both.
I'm just saying they can't ignore Android.
I'm not saying ignore Android either. That's you're right, Brake. But there's so many different types of Android phones. Like, you know, I mean, they'll work it out. Trust me, it's going to get worked out. Hopefully, Android users and iPhone users will be able to play a lot of these games. That's what I'm saying.
You know, I anticipate Nintendo's next console being able to play some of these games that are developed for the phones.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what the article suggested.
Yeah. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
Got a Nintendo and DNA's new membership service.
I really like their name, by the way.
Yeah, I do too.
It's clever. Anyways, we'll replace Club Nintendo Rewards program. This is in addition to developing smartphone games. Nintendo DNA will also help the company create its new membership service, Nintendo said today. This membership service will be compatible with 3DS, Wii U, PC, and smart devices.
Did anybody have any problems with Club Nintendo other than them not putting new stuff out consistently?
I've never been a part of it. So.
Hopefully this is what that partnership will do.
Yeah, I liked it, except for the fact that they never got new shit in there. But, you know.
Yeah, Nintendo's really never – they've never really caught on to the whole online store thing. Yeah. You know, I don't think they totally understand it in the West.
Yeah,
at least
I don't think so either. But they're getting there.
They've improved heavily. Yes.
Yeah. What'll be interesting to see is like how well they learn how to deal with the Western mobile market.
Yeah.
Because it's a whole different beast from the console and portable market.
I hope they handle it better than Square Enix has handled their pricing. Like I hope they don't do what Square Enix has done. But
well, the thing is, apparently, that Square Enix's approach is making them money. So,
right, I understand that, Mug, but
it's
when
I'm not saying I think it's a great thing.
I think a better pricing structure would actually make them more money. I agree.
Actually, Break. I think if they lowered their prices by
sell at a loss, but make it up for the having.
I don't. There's no way they're selling them for a loss now.
No way. So no way.
I think there's plenty of profit that they can get into.
I think if they slash their prices,
I'm saying they could afford to sell it at a loss if they can make it up with the number of people that sign up to compensate for it.
Right, but here's my thing. I think they should knock their games down about 25% to hit that sweet spot, and then I don't see anybody not buying those games for about 25% less. That's the only reason that I haven't.
I don't think anybody should be selling a mobile game for more than $9.99.
I agree. I would totally agree with that. All right, what else do we got, Brake?
Yay me! Coming to us live from Silicon Era. But Nintendo's next dedicated video.
I'm actually not kind of done with this article. You kind of just glossed over it.
All right, what else? I'm sorry, Eric. What else have we got?
Yeah, forget about what I said. just completely forget I spoke. Go ahead, Eric.
Go ahead, Eric.
I already have.
Anyways, it says that the new members of Showverse will include a new royalty program to let's see. I'm pretty sure that it's going to be like you buy so many games. It's probably going to be like the Wii U Deluxe program, but it's going to be for everything.
All right.
That's basically what it sounds like here.
That sounds fine to me, as long as they.
And maybe they'll merge the Nintendo Network ID so we can have a unified account system of some kind.
That would be cool too.
That if they're going to do it, now would be the perfect time. Of course, they're probably going to have to do, it's assuming that the extent of the coding required on the like the 3DS and the Wii U are not, are even compatible with such a thing.
Right, right.
Like the 3DS may, just may not be set up to deal with that. If like the
I don't see why it shouldn't, Mug. Like
I don't know.
Even if the 3DS isn't, then at least the Wii U and the next console Nintendo releases should be able to.
Speaking of next consoles, Break.
Wait, that's how we're moving on.
Yeah.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era. Nintendo's next dedicated video game platform is codenamed NX. There's an update in this story, and I will get to that after. Nintendo may be teaming up with DNA to create games for smartphones, but that doesn't mean they intend to stop creating games for dedicated video game platforms. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, their next dedicated video game hardware is codenamed NX. Company president Satoru Iwata revealed at a press event today, and please, nowhere in the title put "we."
Well, I was going to say, I think it's going to be called. I think it's going to be called "We Now."
No, don't call it Super We. Don't you just
Super We.
It's going to be called the Nintendo MXT.
we are over it.
Yeah, I agree, man. That they should not put Wii in the title at all.
The new Nintendo NX.
That's one of the biggest sales problems they have with the Wii U is because they put Wii in the title, you like Wii U.
Do you guys remember?
Doesn't sound like a new system to anybody, dumbasses.
I can't remember if it was the Wii or the Wii U, but they had a code name. I think it was like Revolution or something like that.
That was the Revolution was GameCube, I think.
No, the Revolution was the Wii because it was supposed to be.
That was the GameCube. I wish they named it Revolution.
Why didn't they call it that? That would have been awesome.
Wii itself. I mean, it turned out not to be a bad name, but I mean, they called it Revolution because the big revolution was supposed to be motion controls.
Yeah, yeah.
And for a time it was, just not to anyone who actually plays games.
Get out of here, Mike. They were
Sorry. I'm fully on board with Yahtzee.
Hate it as much as you want, but right. The Wii outsold the other platforms by a big amount.
Yeah. Go ahead.
One Direction outsells most other bands, too. I don't want to hear about that. Yeah, popular opinion is not an indicator of quality.
Yeah. All right.
No, it's not. I didn't say it was an indicator of quality. It was an indicator of sales, which right. is the number one thing that these companies care about.
Right, exactly.
Of course, now you've got the Microsoft has essentially abandoned motion controls. And it, Sony gave up on the move almost immediately.
Yeah.
And the only system that is still has motion controls is the Wii U, and hardly any games use it.
Right, right. I do like the screen.
The Wii U hardly has games, though, as it is, though.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it was
third-party support, almost.
Yeah, it was a fad.
Yeah, break.
The biggest problem with the move is it looked like you're holding dildos. It did. And like they're right. Lit up dildos, dude.
I mean, there was one game.
And I've got an Xbox Kinect 2.0 that barely registers my voice and doesn't want to do things.
Yeah.
I mean, there was one game, like on that Sports Champions like thing that was, essentially like their answer to Wii Sports or whatever it is. Okay, if you have two Move controllers, this is really cool and fun. And that was the the Gladiator game, where you have one controller for a sword and one for a shield. And since it had the direct one-to-one movement and stuff, it's like that. This was fun. You could actually move to block strikes and swing at your opponent when you saw an opening and that kind of thing. And it's like
you're right. But
nobody capitalized on that.
Every Xbox Kinect game that I played did not work right.
Right. And
it was the biggest pain in the ass. A lot of these games were unintentionally fun because they were so broken. I remember playing that Hulk Hogan's wrestling game.
Yeah, that was terrible.
It didn't work at all, but it was fun to play because it was so broken.
One Kinect game from what I understand it, made good use of the interface and worked almost flawlessly, and that was Dance Central.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the Kinect 2.0, the only real games that are worth a damn with the Kinect are probably Crimson Dragon, D4.
Yeah.
I've heard D4 is not great.
I did not have
It's only one episode, so it might get better.
I did not have
– I have more positives.
Eric, hang on. I did not have one bit of fun with the Move, the PlayStation Move. At the very least, I could say with the Wii and the Wii U, I've had some fun with some of the motion controls. Like, it is not where it needs to be. And you know what? I don't think anybody wants to play Skyrim with, something like Skyrim like that. Like, in thinking about games like that, like, motion controls just don't work. They're just fun for mini games, and that's it.
Well, I mean, it's like if you ever listen to Yahtzee talk about them, he's made the statement that essentially, like, the more I have to move, the less immersed I am. Basically, it's like if I want to swing a sword, it's like I push the button. It's barely, it's barely any effort. And yes, it's like, oh yeah, you're just a lazy gamer. But it's like no, it's like if it's about direct interactivity with
Here's the thing.
I'll say the Wii did have some very fun motion games.
Do you think it would work better if it was paired with VR?
Yes, absolutely.
I think a lot of games would. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. But I don't think that tech is anywhere near.
Imagine a first person shooter, like where you feel like you're holding the gun.
But that's the thing, Brake. Like you, Moria just brought up a very good point that Yahtzee brought up about it doesn't immerse you anymore. It actually, motion takes you out. Isn't the point of video games
talking about in a VR. If you're in a VR, right. You have a helmet on. You don't see the outside world. You're as immersed as you can be.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, like,
but we're talking about, like, and he's right. There are a lot of Wii games. Like, I'm thinking of maybe Boom Blocks, which is just an absolute great party game.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It's a great motion game, but it is something that you play with other people in the room with you.
Right, right.
Yeah, I mean, when I saw, like, the best thing to come out of like the Wii's motion the motion controls and the Kinect was all the hacking stuff that people did with it. Mm-hmm. Showing like this technology is great, just not for the purpose they've designed
it. Yeah, right. The technology for the Kinect is awesome, actually. Like it really is. Dungeon Buster says Rise was supposed to be a Kinect game, then it didn't become one.
I can't imagine why that would be. Maybe that was because they'd probably already lost faith in the Kinect by that point.
He also says the Star Wars dance
game. Plus, Rise sucked anyway, and they probably lost faith in that.
Yeah. Star Wars dance game also did well with Kinect, as embarrassing as it was for the Empire.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, Frank, before I forget, are you going to watch the Dead Rising Watchtower movie on Crackle?
I might.
Sony service, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you can. I think I can get it.
Which is weird because I'm pretty sure Microsoft helped pay for the making movie.
Crackle, you can get on. Like I have a.
You can get it on Xbox Live. I know I can watch it too. I was looking at it and I'm like, wow, I can't imagine how bad this movie is.
It's gonna be bad.
Yeah, there's a Crackle app on the PS4 too.
Gripper says, "Boombox Blocks rocked." I heard that was decent. So
that was a great game.
Yeah. All right, Mug, let's go with the next story, please.
All right, let me grab it here. We're going to Omega Quintet. Omega Quintet has been dated. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it finally found the right girl. Omega Quintet hits PlayStation 4 on April 28th in North America. Omega Quintet, Compile Heart's PlayStation 4 idle RPG, will be released in North America on April 28th, Idea Factory have announced on the PlayStation blog. Omega Quintet puts you in the shoes of a manager of an idol group named the Verse Maidens. They consist of, wait for it, Otoha, your childhood friend who makes up for her lack of experience with enthusiasm, Kyoka, the wise and responsible one, Kanadeko, who's driven by impulse, Nene, the shy one with a fierce side in battle.
You're just showing off, Mug. You're just showing off.
No, I'm not done here yet. Okay. And Aria, who is a vortex of mystery and confusion.
So Arya's the mystery girl, Nene's the bipolar girl, and the impulse of one is probably like the free spirit, I guess. Yeah. And Kyoka is she's the foil.
Yeah, I just like that. Otoha, your childhood friend who makes up for her lack of experience.
Girl in store.
Yeah, but no. It's like the five idols are tasked with saving the world, and you can watch some – I thought it said some kind of footage. Some footage of the game in the trailer above, which you can see on
– So the Moly archetypes are here.
Yeah. It's not exactly breaking new ground here.
It might be fun though.
Well, I mean, if the combat's – I mean like just in terms of the character design, it's like okay. It's as generic as it gets. But it might have a fun combat system.
Dungeon Buster says they sound like a collection of every anime trope in one place. I think he's asked. Gripper's asking if Boomblocks 2 got released in Europe.
I don't know.
I'm not sure, Gripper, to be honest. But
ask Nick Chester because he might know because he worked on that game.
I looked at the trailer for this game that we're talking about, Omega Quintet, and for a PS4 game, doesn't look good, man. Like
They're Idea Factory. They're a small company, so they obviously don't have resources.
Yeah, but
well, the thing is, I've noticed that
the PS4 games look like PS3 games. There's an improvement, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Go ahead.
Well, a lot of it is that Sony is kind of courting third parties, and they're like, and from what I understand, since the PS4 is essentially a PC. Then they're making it as easy to program for as they can, and it doesn't look bad.
It's like plus the PS3 is on the way out, so it's like
the PS3. The PS3 is much harder to program for. The PS4 is like it's developing a really good install base, and so I mean it's not going to look great. Mm. I mean, but it doesn't. I've seen much worse.
I have seen much worse, but I just think that if you're trying to make an impressive debut, like that's not
visually. Not it looks like Xenosaga.
Frank, your attitude's a problem with the game industry.
No, it's not, Eric. If we expect better, if we're plunking down $400, $500 for systems, we expect better. That's what I'm saying.
Well, like, it actually looks I said before it reminded me like visually of Xenosaga.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, what it looks like even more is Falcom Sen no Kiseki, the 3D games. You know, and it's like these are games developed by small developers with limited resources.
No, I agree with all of that. I agree with that. If the game is good, it's just good, right? That's what it was.
And actually, looking at some of the stuff in the trailer, it's like, as you know, talking about like what they have, like your voltage, and apparently the music that you use plays a role in the combat.
Yeah, that's like, interesting.
As you build up power, you unlock different tracks. And different tracks can be used to create harmonics. One thing I will say that does look really nice in this trailer is the animation.
Yeah.
Like the actual – I don't know if it's keyframed or motion captured or a mix of the two, but it looks really good.
Yeah. No, I agree with that 100%. No question about it. Like there's some interesting ideas. I just don't think it's a real strong debut. Like unless the game is all world-beating gameplay.
God, I mean, this whole pretty debate is just annoying.
It's not a debate, dude. I'm giving my opinion, Eric. If you don't like it, then you don't like it. Whatever. What do we got next, Eric?
I'm just saying, a machine's a machine. Games get put on it. End of story.
I agree. But that doesn't mean I'm going to plunk down $60 to play it.
Well, also, to kind of play devil's advocate a little bit, you know, there are a lot of cases where you see a game where you know that's like. A game that looks incredible, and then you don't get all that much out of it, like The Order.
Yeah.
Look, Dungeon.
There are a lot of ugly games that just on the
play. I agree. Look, I agree. I would rather have a fun game that doesn't look great than a game that looks great that plays like shit, all right? But Dungeon Buster brought up Type-O, all right? Type-O is not a pretty game either, but the mechanics can be fun. I agree with that.
It was a quick and dirty HD port of a PSP game. I mean, it's not going to look great.
Right. It's not quite a quick and dirty because they put a lot of work into remodeling all that stuff. But
from what I understand, it's mostly just higher res textures.
They didn't build it from the ground up, but they made sure that it was an improvement of sorts.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, man, if I'm going to plunk down full price for a game, I want the complete package. I want the pretties, and I want the gameplay, right? That's all I'm saying.
Did he say he wanted the pretties?
Yes.
He did say he wanted the pretties.
You just sound like you're arguing more for, well, what's going to get me to buy this console? That's all.
No, what's going to get me to buy this game? The console's irrelevant, Eric. I mean, it's just irrelevant. Like, no matter what console you say, I'm not going to play a game. I'm not going to pay full price for a game. Unless it has the complete package.
Why do you think it's full price? I don't think it's a full price game.
Whatever the full price is, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I would say, just if it's an RPG of decent length, I'm assuming a fair amount of work has been put into the music, given the theme of it.
Right.
And if it's fun to play, then that's like that's a $30 game, maybe even $40.
I don't know, man. All right.
The amount of money that people will put down for a game, I don't think people should be buying games based on how much money they think it's worth.
I do.
I don't agree with that. But
some people spend $60 on like a 2.5 hour experience for an anime.
Look. If I go to a movie, I'm not spending $60. It's only 2 hours, I understand, right? But with a video game, especially
most
RPG,
music concerts, and like the lead performer or the what do you call it the main performance,
it's a different
only about
experience.
2 hours long.
That's a different experience, man.
But those tickets, depending on the artist, can range anywhere from like.
Look,
oh, $20 to look, if you want to go see U2, they're like $5 billion.
Right. Look.
U2 apparently forgot they sucked.
Well, the early shit didn't suck.
Their
stuff back in the 80s was good.
You're also paying a huge markup on the from like Ticketmaster, which is pretty much the only game going if you want to buy tickets.
Right. Well, there's Ticket Horse and others. That's kind of a misnomer, man. Actually, Ticketmaster's lost quite a bit of steam lately. But anyways, my point is this: you are never going to spend more money, right? On entertainment value than you will with a video game. That game better be polished, right? It better have good gameplay. The visuals better be visually exciting.
You can only polish a game so much. Every game has something wrong with it.
Look, even some of the greatest
Frank,
games.
If I could just interject one thing.
Yes, go
ahead. I will say that this, you know, if they're charging full price, you know, charging full price for an average looking game, you know, that's fun. I would rather pay full price for that than I would pay ridiculous prices for crazy special editions or DLC like what they're doing with Mortal Kombat 10.
I would agree with that, Mori. There's nothing
fuck
there.
Mortal Kombat 10. Mortal Kombat 10 can get bent.
It looks good. I want the game, but the pricing of the special editions and the $30 fucking DLC for four characters and some costumes.
Right.
No, it's like, I'm sorry. I'll wait for the complete edition.
Right. Speaking of,
I think you have to pay like about $8 or $9 per character for any Arc System Works fighter.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of collector's edition, guys, this comes to us from Silicon Era. Steins Gate on PS3.
Steins Gate.
Yeah.
El Sai King Kongru Edition.
Right. Anyway. On PS3, and Vita gets El Sai Kongru Collector's Edition.
Sorry.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Right, and nobody watched the anime.
Let me get through this.
Now for the racist segment.
Right. Let me get through this. P-Cube and Rice Digital have announced a special El Sai Kongru Edition for their PS3 and Vita release of Steins Gate in Europe. The El Sai Kongru Edition will include the following items in the package. Limited edition game box, 126-page art book. That's really cool. Double pin badge. A badget set for new features.
Nobody wants a fucking pin. God damn it. We've been over this.
I don't mind pins.
There was one, like, the infamous Second Son had, like, all the pins that he has on his jacket. And I was like, okay, that's kind of a cool touch. Yeah,
whatever.
But that was, like,
I think I would tend to agree with that.
The one exception to the rule. There are no exceptions.
It's basically there for cosplay. Check.
No, yeah. there was another exception. One of the Kingdom Hearts had a really cool pin.
No more really pins. Cool. No more badges. No more stickers. God damn it.
I'll take the badges over the stickers any day.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, stickers are freaking useless.
Another exclusive Metal Yupa replica. Badge set and Metal Yupa.
No more goddamn replicas. God damn it.
Here you go.
Unless that gets made by the Man-at-Arms guys, I don't want a replica.
Right. Badge set and Metal Yupa presentation box. That's stupid.
Wait, what? Fucking diorama.
Yeah. It's Upa.
Like you're supposed to display your game?
Right.
Everybody, look, there's my game.
All right, it's like, here we go. Right. This edition of the game will cost £49, €69.99 or $79.99. That's way too much.
Speaking of spending too much money.
Right, I totally agree. That's just ridiculous. And Rice are providing free worldwide shipping.
If you say $80 is more, that's actually more money in UK money.
Right.
Yeah. But European and players get the fucking shaft when it comes to pricing.
But you're getting free shipping, so it looks like they're encouraging.
Oh, yay. Fuck
yeah.
I think I'll stick with the standard version.
Yeah. Getting a free pile of shit shipped to you.
It doesn't look like it.
If I wanted the art book, I'd buy. I don't know if they have.
I think the art book is the only okay thing in here. Maybe the
PC version of the game is just selling on J-List. I don't know if they still have any copies anymore, but I'm pretty sure that was a $50 thing and it came with an art book.
It looks cool.
I've said before, the only things I care about are maybe an art book, but the soundtrack.
If you want to give me a soundtrack,
I'm like, okay.
All right, guys.
But if you want to give me a fucking figurine or something to put on my dresser or something,
you
can go stick that shit up your ass.
Knickknacks and tchotchkes. I'm done.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys get any of that stuff that you don't want, send it my way, because I actually like that kind of stuff, right? I mean, I actually do.
It's like if I had like.
By the way, when we enter your house, Frank, does Weird Al Yankovic's tacky theme song play?
Get out of here, you son of a bitch! If you saw pictures of my house, break.
At least this is a game set, and it's not like that stupid Panzerhorn edition.
I'm just kidding.
If we walked into Frank's house, we would get knocked out by the fumes.
Oh, get out of here, you son of a bitch! Actually. Actually, dude, look.
I'm just messing with you.
You know what? I'm going to put fucking pictures of my house on fucking Twitter. You guys can suck my ass. I single-handedly have raised the value of houses around
here. We have finally found the button to push.
Sons of bitches. Sons of bitches, I swear. I spent a lot of money on this fucking house, fuckers. Oh, man. You guys would be actually pleasantly surprised.
That was only because you found the forensic evidence that proved she wasn't killed in the bathroom.
I hate you, Mug, so much. Mug, you're doing the next goddamn story. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll do the next story. Let's see. We are on. Okay, yes, actually, I wanted to do this one anyway. Woohoo! Final Fantasy XI shutting down on PS2 and Xbox 360, mobile version and spinoff coming. Final Fantasy XI is 13 years old, and that is fucking frightening. As is the case with 13-year-olds, Square Enix is getting a bit sick of dealing with it. Right. As the stepfather of a couple of one preteen and one teenager, I can fully agree with that. The PS2 and Xbox 360 versions of the MMO will shut down in March of 2016. Well, at least you've got another year to play with it if you get the news. Final Fantasy XI's main story is also coming to completion this year with the final expansion, Rhapsodies of Vanadil, coming in three major updates, May, August, and November. Though its main story is ending, Final Fantasy XI will continue to run on PC. Square Enix also... it's a separate set of servers, I get it. Square Enix also tapped Nexon to bring Final Fantasy XI to smartphones, which will feature a speedier battle system and will be easier to play solo, but will retain much of 11's mechanics, according to Silicon Era.
Wait. So they're stopping support of it, but then they're bringing it to smartphones?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's we'll confusing probably be as fuck.
No.
They'll probably be able to piggyback off of the PC servers. It will launch first in Japan and South Korea. On top of the straight mobile version of Final Fantasy XI, there's also a spinoff, Final Fantasy Grandmasters, a free-to-play mobile, apparently not redundant MMO set in Final Fantasy XI's world. Now, one of my associates on Twitter made the comment that, you know, apparently Final Fantasy XI has a really solid storyline. What would behoove Square Enix to do would be to convert it to a single-player game.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree with that, actually. I've never played 11.
I think the biggest news here, though, is the PS2 servers are actually still active.
I know. That's weird.
Apparently, a lot of people still play it on the PS2.
They do.
Sony doesn't even sell PS2s anymore.
No, but, I mean, people have kept a PS2 around specifically to play this game. I mean, and if you think about it, I mean, Final Fantasy XI was an unqualified success.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, for sure.
But that's really nice music, too.
Yeah, I heard it has nice music, but the gameplay was...
I would hope so.
It grows on you, apparently.
Yeah, it was very straightforward MMO. Like, you go and you set attack, and you continue to attack every interval, and you can change, you can decide, you know, select your stuff from a menu to do when your turn is available. I mean, it's straightforward MMO stuff. Yeah. I mean, it's... But if you get the chance, or just when we're done with the show, look up on YouTube Final Fantasy XI battle theme. Mm-hmm. There are like three or four of them, and they're all really fucking good.
Yeah, I've listened to the music before. I know the.
I like multiple battle themes.
Umatsu did the soundtracks to 11.
I like them more,
but I think 14. Yeah. But
hey, our good buddy
Hamazu and a bunch of other people did soundtracks for the expansions.
Freak Five's in chat. This is a real treat. I'm going to talk about Freak Five in a minute. All right, let's move on, guys.
Wait! I want to talk about this screenshot. Why is there some badly dressed dude making out with a furry?
Final Fantasy XI, man.
Oh, okay. I mean, come
on. Yeah, right. There were multiple races, and one of them is kind of like in Final Fantasy XII, the rabbit chick.
Yeah, Gripper says if you're still playing a PS2, you deserve to have your game shut down. I still play my PS2.
I guess if she's really hot and the only physical deformities are she has really long ears and a tail, I guess I could overlook that.
Yeah,
maybe. I don't know. That's kind of difficult. Yeah. I think about this one.
All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got from Silicon Era. Cursed Sight is a visual novel about struggling with fate. Cursed is to be the next visual novel from Invert Mouse, creative Unhack and Without Within. And at 45,000 words in total, it's the studio's biggest project yet. It's about a girl named Mion who has the ability to control fate. She keeps to herself as people fear her power. But as East and West Taria have head into conflict, power comes the most valuable weapon, such as story stuff. But so does that sound interesting to you?
Yeah, I'm interested. I mean, I think one of the
Even know if Unhack's out yet.
One of the most underrated genres is the visual novel games. I'm starting to dig those a little more. Like I've looked at a lot of video. I wished I could have time to play more of them, but man, I kind of dig that.
You know? I've tried to get into a couple of them, and it's like if there's literally no gameplay, and a lot of them have none. It's just clicking through text. You know, and it just gets tiresome as hell. I tried playing that weird Blaze Blue spin-off thing that X-Blaze Code Embryo or whatever it's called. And oh my god, that's fucking awful.
Freak 5 is exiled. He's got his first exile of the day. Alright, yeah, no, I understand. Like, it's not for everybody, but, you know.
You don't like reading and looking at things? Okay.
I don't mind. I like that type of stuff. Like, it's a more easygoing experience, you know? It's like, I don't know. Freak 5 is exiled again. Alright, Break, what do we got next?
I'm coming to us live from Silicon Era.
Ooh, sexy finding, voice.
Yeah, Finding Teddy 2 dropped the Finding Teddy. There was a game called Finding Teddy, and now there's a sequel called Finding Teddy 2.
Mm-hmm.
Drop's point-and-click format is a 2D action-adventure. Oh, man. Teddy Strikes Back.
Yep.
The first Finding Teddy was a point-and-click adventure game. The sequel isn't. Creator Storybird Gateway. We already knew that. You put it in the title, you fucking moron. Creator Storybird Games. I'm sorry, whoever wrote this article, but that's just why would you put an article and then make it your first paragraph? Revealed recently that Finding Teddy 2 will be a 2D action adventure. The brief teaser of the game story that has been released so far says, quote, help Tarrant, whatever his name is. In a quest.
I'm sure Tarrant is a girl.
Help Tarrant in a quest in which you will have to fight, use your sense of direction and hearing to accomplish your mission, unquote. Wait, sense of hearing? What the fuck? Also revealed, like, sense you have of direction. Listen to the game.
Why did you say hearing?
That's what it says. Drink. Use your sense of direction and hearing to accomplish your mission.
Oh.
That's what it says.
And it's probably just a visual that like tells you where to go. But it's probably supposed to be her sense of hearing.
Also revealed is that Finding Teddy's 2 main quest should rack you up over 20 hours of playtime, while the secondary quest will get you another dozen hours, Jesus. Yeah. And you see in the trailer – you don't because you're not watching it. You'll be fighting creatures small and large with your dagger and shield and earning abilities to access new areas.
I did see the trailer for this and it looks visually interesting. Like I wouldn't mind playing a game like this. It looks good.
You'll also use a musicon that when right tune is played on it will unlock parts of the environment. Seems to work in a similar way to Link's Ocarina, according to the writer.
I was going to say, it's like,
sounds like a Metroidvania, but it sounds like a really long one.
This will be out on Windows and Mac April 2nd, which is next week. Wow. Cool.
Yeah. No, it looks good, man. I wouldn't mind.
Reminds me, I need to check and see what the progress is.
I'm sure this game will be released on consoles at some point.
It looks visually interesting. I'd play it.
Oh, speaking of games coming to consoles from PC, the Forbidden Planet is coming to Wii U. I don't know if anybody's played that game, but it's basically
sounds like
inspired
an old
heavily
show.
By Sonic. What?
Sounds like an old sci-fi show.
No, it's not sci-fi. Although it does play. Take place on an imaginary planet. somewhere.
Actually, if I can make a very quick aside, I resent the fact that I now feel like I have to qualify. When I say sci-fi, I mean science fiction, not the fucking Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. Who would think that?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's like it sounds like an old sci-fi show, like something on this Sci-Fi Channel. No, like I mean an old science fiction, like 60s sci-fi show. Yeah. Like assholes. Anyway, continue.
Go ahead.
I don't remember a 60s sci-fi show called Assholes. Yeah. You have to refresh my memory.
It was also known as Star. It was also known as Star Trek.
Yeah, shut
Star
up.
Trek assholes.
Get out of here, you son of a bitch, Moya. Just for that, you're reading the next story. God damn it.
No, I'm going to read the next one, the one after.
All right, Eric, read the next one, please.
Pre-alpha of Dark Fairy Tale action RPG, a dragon named Cole. I guess that's the subtitle. Is now playable. Says
a dragon named Cole. That's funny.
Isn't like the actual Cole
thing. Yeah, I know. I saw the spelling. Yeah. I think it's funny.
Anyways, Clever Crow Games has released a pre-alpha version of 2D action RPG, a dragon named Cole. Anyways, says you can play it in your browser with keyboard and mouse or gamepad. And it's described as a dark fairy tale in which you play as the titular baby black dragon. As him, you'll move through dark fantasy land that's been ripped apart by civil war.
Are there any
soon to be joined by his companion Duraflame?
Are there any?
Well, there's a character here called Char. Charcoal, get it? It's a joke,
right?
But
are there any holy dungeons in it?
Holy dungeon!
Oh, Jesus.
This game looks pretty dark, so it's probably a bunch of.
Wait, whoa! Wait a minute! You brought it up, and then you complained when he responded.
I hung up on Moria. Dungeon Buster says he seconds that holy dungeon. Let's skip Moria back. Poor guy. Anyways,
it looks like it's using an art style kind of similar to Witchmark.
Bryce an asshole. I'm sorry. Some of the throat.
And it says it says here that one of the game's biggest features is being able to affect all parts of the world through your actions or inaction. Yeah. As such, heroes and villains you meet will be affected drastically by how you interact with them over time. If a little girl is treated kindly, she'll grow up to start school, abuse and torment her, and she becomes a femme fatale running a gang of scoundrels.
So it's time to abuse her. And by the way, you sow the wind, you reap the whirlwind, bitch.
Get out of here, you son of a bitch.
You said the words, and you knew it was coming.
Hence, I wanted to kick you off the call.
Oh, so, okay. I see how it is.
Yeah, so see, you're going to have to show restraint anytime
you
come up.
You don't abuse the talent this way, man.
Get out of here, man.
Bitch, some more uncles. Come on.
Okay.
All right. Wait, anything else on this, Eric?
No, that's it. All right,
so what do we got next, Moria?
Next is one that's right up my alley. XSEED announces East 6, the Ark of Nepishtim, and Akiba Strip for PC. Following a suspicious tweet yesterday, and this was published on March 26th, XSEED has announced that we'll be releasing both East 6, the Ark of Nepishtim, and Akiba Strip, Undead and Undressed on PC this spring. East 6, the Ark of Nepishtim, until now only available on PS2 and PSP in the U.S., will include.
Wait! They're finally making a stripper game? Oh my god! I've waited so long.
Well, not really.
Well, no,
you
but the thing
people
is,
take off their clothes.
Well, that's
what
the thing.
Mean
is,
not
that,
really.
The name Akibus, it's a pun. It takes place in Akihabara, also known as Akiba.
Yeah.
And it's the trip into Akihabara. It's also Akiba Strip. I mean, right. it's very literal. Anyway, the East 6 on PC will include new features, including widescreen support, the ability to warp to checkpoints, which is a big help with all the backtracking in that game.
That's from the PS2 version.
Yeah, and a new catastrophe mode, which is completely original, in which healing items cannot be purchased in stores and are instead automatically activated upon collection, as they are in the Oath and Fel'Ghana and
that means drop rates will change so the enemies can drop them.
Yeah. Occubus Trip, on the other hand, will feature the full visual editor included in the game's PS4 release, allowing players to completely alter the visuals of the game. Both games will also offer USB controller support.
I hope that means that the D-pad support will actually work this time, because in all the other East releases, they've never done this, because it's just a weird thing Falcom does with its games.
E6, the Ark of Nipishim, as well, yeah, and especially in this one, because of the freaking the dash jump, it's necessary to use the D-pad. E6, the Ark of Nipishim, will be released on Steam, the Humble Store, and GOG.com this spring. Occubus Trip, Undead and Undressed, will only be available on Steam around the same time. Check out the announcement trailer below. You can look Google E6 Ark of Nipishtim announcement trailer or look it up on YouTube.
Ease is one of those series that consistently like makes me happy. Like it's not perfect, but it's
just play E3 The Wanderer of Ease. It's terrible.
Yeah, don't play that.
Yeah. I have a friend who loves that particular, specifically loves the worst
Ease 5.
Ease 5 isn't bad. Yeah. It's just slow. Well, it's slow, and it's like if you play it, and it now can be played in fully in English, if you go to Aeon Genesis. But anyway, you can see a lot of the framework that led to what became E6 and Oathen Fel'Ghana and stuff.
It's almost as if they let TV Nihon make the game for them because they wanted it as a prototype for what they were going to do.
But what's interesting, though, is that it's the only Falcom Nintendo game, Super Nintendo game, that's actually developed specifically by Falcom.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says Ease 3 is not bad, just different. Freak 5 says, LOL, that could be a Kinect game playing as a stripper. I would watch my wife play that. Yeah. I would watch your wife play that too, Freak 5.
Hell, I'd watch just about anybody's wife play that.
All right.
No, they don't have to be a wife, you know.
So I wonder why it took them so long to do the PC release of this game.
Yeah.
Did Konami own PC licensing rights for the PC version of the game and they had to wait until it lapsed?
Well, they probably had licensing rights to the U.S. to the game in the U.S. in all forms.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I'm just guessing here. I have some connections with XSEED still, but that's information I've not been privy to. But I suspect that Konami's possession of the license played a role in it taking so long. Yeah. And unfortunately, this is one where they did not buy my script, because it was actually one of the earlier scripts I did. And looking back on it, I was like, I can't sell this to anybody. This is horrible, because it was very, very rough. It was early draft, and when I was still working with Nightwolf.
Dude, are you kidding me? Have you heard about Twilight? Anybody, people will buy anything.
Right.
That's not what I mean. It's like there are some of my scripts that I've not been proud of, and there are some that I am proud of. I was happy with my
Again. I'm sure things you aren't proud of are still better than Twilight. I'm just saying,
Yeah, but I mean, like, some parts where just I had made like major translation errors, and I hadn't had a chance to go back and work on them because we stopped working on E6 because the Korean the developer, or not the developer, but the publishing company that was publishing E6 in Korea sued the guy who was doing the patch for the Korean version, and so Nightwolf got cold feet. And it's perfectly understandable. Never blamed him for it. But it's like, maybe we should hold off on this. And so, an E6 patch never came.
Yeah.
So this is going to be using a different script from the script that was used in the PS2 and Vita version, or PSP.
Completely original script.
Yeah.
That much I do know. It's
so. Was your script used in those versions? Is that what you're saying?
No. I never had any involvement in the Konami versions at all.
Mm.
No, my original script has not been used in anything for E6.
Yeah. All right, guys.
I wonder if they'll at least use yours as a reference.
No, they don't even have mine. Mm.
Let's move on, guys. Freak 5 was talking about Final Fantasy Record Keeper. This comes to us from HardcoreGamer.com. Record Keeper launches on iOS and Android. DNA and Square Enix released Final Fantasy Record Keeper on iOS and Android. Record Keeper lets fans relive classic moments from every past Final Fantasy entry while also building up an all-star team of characters. You can craft parties, upgrade your characters while fighting in dream battles and in mobile-optimized adventure. If you've ever wanted to see legendary characters from 32-bit and beyond days rendered in a classic pixel art style, then this is something you'll want to look into. It's free to play, so the barrier of entry is quite a bit less than the usual Square Enix releases on mobile for classic titles in their back catalog.
You know, I don't remember clamoring.
This game sounds like the game that All the Bravest should have been.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. I'll talk about it a little bit when we talk about what.
Oh, so you've been playing it
a little bit. I've dabbled.
I don't remember like asking for at any point, like, hey, let's make Lightning and a 16-bit character.
No, but it's really cool. I think you would like it actually.
I might. I'm going to download.
Can you make an army of Lightnings?
No. if they got rid of Lightning, that would be perfect.
I just want to make Lightning the game for Frank.
Get out of here, man. I'm going to kick you off this call, man. All right, let's move on, guys.
Before we move on to what we've been playing, I want to mention real quick that Zelda Wii U has been delayed to 2016.
Right. That sucks. But I think that was to be expected, to be honest.
You know what about I say about delays? I don't think they suck.
Hmm. Take I don't time, think so either. Right.
I'd rather
we don't want Unity.
I'd rather the game be delayed than released not like complete.
I would agree,
or
but
broken it, or something. I know in today's games you can update them, but still,
if delay means not getting Haunted House Cryptic Graves, then I'm all for it.
Jesus. Dungeon Buster says
Lightning. I can't believe that sold as a finished product.
Dungeon Buster says Lightning has a clone in Typo. Fuck that, man. All right.
Dude, it's not Typo. It's Type Zero.
Whatever. I like saying Typo, man. Sounds
I
better.
Know, because you talk typos.
Get out of here. homie discounts. Any homie discounts this week, Eric?
Homie discounts. I think there's a couple deals on Steam, and one of them includes yet another sale for Valkyria Chronicles. I think it's like $6.68 or something right now. It's a part of this big Sega sale, but I think there were a couple more PSN deals that I just can't remember.
I mean, you guys know the deal. I mean, go to the PSN store. You can find deals there, the Xbox store, all that shit. You'll find deals, Steam, etc. So, all right. Any Twitter questions, Break?
Not really questions. There were comments, and we were speaking to Freak 5 cast earlier, so I'm not going to mention the one.
Mm-hmm.
He might want to talk about that. If you want to see an interesting little back and forth between Frank and Freak 5 Chaos, you can go ahead and tune into our add me on your Twitter account, and there's some little fun going on there.
Yeah, it's only fun on my side though, like just my shit.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go into it because there's a lot of tweets here. there is one tweet that he gave to us the other day. He says, at Free 5 Chaos, at RP Grinders, a waitress at Applebee's brought me my plate and told me the plate was hot. I almost said, don't worry, I won't burn myself praying.
I like that, Freak. That's good awesome. Stuff, man.
I've come to learn that Freak is a pretty cool guy.
All of our listeners are. Gripper, Dungeon Buster, Freak.
That's right, all three of them.
Yeah, all three of them. All three of our listeners. All right, so that's it, Rake?
That's it.
All right, what you have been playing. I mentioned I played a little bit of Final Fantasy Record Keeper. I like it quite a bit. It's just basic fanfare. It's just a simple game that you gain characters.
Is there an actual story to it, though?
You know what? There is, but it's pretty weak. It's just...
just there.
Yeah, it's just there. It's just Final Fantasy. It's a nice
game. At least it doesn't drop you into something without knowing what the hell's going on.
Right. And like I said, I just dabbled, but it's so far it's pretty good, man. Gripper says that's a shame about Zelda, his default Xmas game. Yeah, I agree, man. It sucks.
I like Final Fantasy at Christmas time. I don't know why.
Yeah,
but that's on my.
Well, they did say that they are working towards the progress of just trying to get it done when they can get it done. But if that means they can end up getting it done before the end of the year, at least it will be released not too long after the year ends.
Yeah. Hey,
Do any of you guys have like a default Christmas game?
I was just trying to think of that, and it's like I don't really have one.
Games are so the Final Fantasy development's
so weird that you can't really plan having a default game.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I think like for me, Final Fantasy's become so hit or miss that I mean, I haven't found a final. I've been kind of curious about Type Zero, but. You know, I'm like, I don't know if I want to spend the money on it, and because I haven't really enjoyed a Final Fantasy game since 10-2.
I would agree with that actually, Moria. But for me, like, get out of here!
God, man, shut up. Something like tickling my throat or get something. I'm sorry, here. Guys. Yeah, I don't mean to cough on the air. My bad.
It's apparently causing you to spout nonsense.
No, if there's a Nintendo game that comes out around then, I usually pick it up because obviously the whole family can have fun with those games, whether it's Mario, Zelda, whatever. But yeah, that's.
Do you have kids, Frank?
I do. I have two. Okay. I have.
No, we're all scared.
Get out of
well,
here.
Well, no. I was just curious. It's like if you had kids who were like of kind of a gaming age.
Yeah, of course. Both of my kids are, especially my son. My son's 12. He's almost 13. He's a huge gamer. My son is a way better gamer than I am. Like
what kind of I'm curious. What kind of games does he play?
The guy that said he played Mario and he died to a Goomba. So that tells
you. Get out of here, you son of a bitch. I'm exiling all of you. What were you going
to
say, Mug?
No, it's like what kind of games does he tend to play?
It varies. He'll play RPGs. He'll play action games. He'll play puzzle games. Like he likes a lot of mobile gaming. That's his thing. Like the game that you guys were talking about, Plague Inc. He's mastered that fucking game. Like
that doesn't surprise me. I found that mobile games have gotten really – they're really popular with just general casual users but also younger players because they already have their phones in hand.
Yeah. No, it's a changing of the guard. The millennials are definitely mobile gamers. There's no question about that for sure. What are you laughing
okay,
at?
Okay, I need to share this. Break just said in chat, I have this image in my head of Glass Joe standing over a lifeless Frank.
You know what?
Dude, that was awesome.
I hung up on
it. Make a t-shirt. Break, make a put it on your Spreadshirt page if that still exists, Frank.
I hung up on it still exists. How many sales that we've gotten on that? Shit. I hung up on Break, man, for that
you
comment.
Do that. That's rude.
yeah, like that comment wasn't. I hate all of you in chat. You're all exiled, son of a bitches. Oh man.
Oh, ow, damn. Okay. Yeah. Freak just messed with you. So Frank is the kind of guy who played Pac-Man and got lost in the passage from one side of the screen.
Get out of here, you son of a bitch, Freak 5. Goddamn son of a bitches. What is this? This is pick on Frank Day or something.
Well, the thing is, you have to bear in mind.
I thought every day was pick on
Frank. Get out of here, you son of a
bitch. We've been away for a week, so like all the extra vitriol that we have for you, it just kind of built up.
It's kind of like get out of here.
It's kind of like when you don't ejaculate for a while.
You know, this sucks. We went the entire show without any of this nonsense, and I get to what I've been playing, and then all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose in chat and on the fucking call. Jesus Christ.
We only tease because we love.
Yeah, whatever.
Jesus Christ resurrects next week.
Get out of here. I also played Marvel Puzzle Quest, which is actually really fun. I've been having a lot of... Yeah, it's really fun. It's got... a semi-story, which is different.
The original Puzzle Quest was a really good game.
It is.
The story was like this long, drawn-out, like really interesting story. And you're like, oh, my God, this is a puzzle game. Please shut up.
I agree.
Like Marvel branded version of Puzzle Quest.
It's really good, though. You guys would actually be.
Is that what it is? A Marvel branded version of Puzzle Quest?
Yeah, with better story and a little more action and a few twists and turns in there.
And not really ugly artwork.
No, it's actually really pretty. Like,
no,
really
I remember
pretty.
Puzzle Quest was supposed to be pretty good.
I like the original Puzzle Quest quite a bit. But Break, you
I didn't play any sequels, but the original was really good. You just had to hit A a lot during the story plots. Yeah. You're like, oh my god, are they still talking? I'm hitting A as fast as I can.
I know.
Christ, come on.
Break, you should download this game on your Android, man. It's really fun. It's free. So,
All right,
Eric, what are you playing?
I've been playing a lot. I finished Altillier Shelley at the end of last weekend, and that review is now up on GameTactics.com. Because, yes, I guess Koei Tecmo has finally abandoned Totally GN because that's where I usually ended up writing those. And Orishika Tainted Bloodlines, I've been playing a little bit of that. The review should be going up on Game Tactics. And I played through Kana Okairi this weekend. And the previous weekend I played Sakurai Angels, which is another original novel. Both of those original novels. Mm-hmm. One's an arrow game and the other one's, well, I guess it's kind of a harem anime story. It's not an eroge, though. But,
then what's the point?
Yeah. Anyways, then there's... I played a little bit of Axiom Verge. Got a preview.
Oh, how is that?
I got a preview on BostonBastardBrigade.com, and I'll be reviewing that eventually for them.
Is it worth spending... Just tell me this. Is it worth spending my money on? Because I've been looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'd say it's a good $15 spent.
Okay, good.
I also played a little bit of Gurum in A Monstrous Adventure today, which is another Falcom title.
You know, did they put it out on Steam?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I haven't gotten my free copy like I'm supposed to.
It's not out yet. It comes out Monday. I just got a copy early because I told him I was going to review it.
Okay.
Although I probably won't actually have time to play it because I've got a bunch of other games I need to play instead, and I'm moving.
You know, Tom at Xseed has been really pushing hard for Xanadu to get Xseed to bring over Xanadu next.
He'll probably do that. But I also played a little bit of Entry in Mystery Dungeon. And that's all I've been playing.
All right, Break. What have you been playing?
You know what? In 2 weeks, I've still been playing the same damn games.
Plants vs. Zombies 2, Final Fantasy 13 2.
Final Fantasy 13 2, yes. I'm actually really close to finishing the game. I'm just trying to level my monsters.
Although,
now.
I'm sorry. I need to mention a little bit about Gurman, but the free copy thing that Mario was talking about, basically anybody who voted on Steam Greenlight gets a free copy. And yeah. That's the last game you'll ever be able to do that for because Valve put an end to that. They don't want developers giving out free keys to their game to get votes.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I can understand that. Although, I mean, I paid for the PSP version, so I'm not too terribly sorry.
I bought it used, though.
Yeah, I paid for it new, so I never actually played through it.
I gotta say, the dub is weird. It's like
to be fair, the original voice acting is really weird. I mean, they're keeping the tone of the original.
Guys, let's let
Break. It's different voice acting, but they're keeping it the same in style.
Guys, let's let Break finish with.
I didn't know they even redid the voice acting.
All right, Break. What else have you been playing, man?
The only other game I've been playing is Plague Inc. Which, you know, I'm starting to get kind of bored with it. I've beat it all on Brutal, and there's a few levels left on Mega Brutal, which is the highest skill level. But I beat Brutal, and it's like you get all you've unlocked the other game types. I only have one other game type, and it's like you unlocked all these cheat codes. I can't find the cheat codes.
Cheat codes should be available when you select your game type, your game mode.
I can't find them at all.
They should be in a little option on the bottom corner.
Yeah,
I'll have to look again. I'm not seeing them.
But anyway,
Have you had any better luck with the game?
I haven't played it much, much at all. And it's mostly I play it on the John kind of game.
Yeah,
I understand. Yeah, I'm starting to get bored
with it. I just take a shit. I'm too busy taking a shit.
You have to concentrate on your shits.
It's more like if I focus on it, that I can get it done, and then I don't have to worry about being there for a while.
Yeah, that's better for your ass, anyway.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so that's it, Break?
Yeah, that's it. I need to start playing new games.
Yeah. Mug, what have you been playing?
Well, last week we could have mentioned, like, if we were looking for homie discounts, there was a massive, crazy flash sale going on the PlayStation Network, and I bought, like, six games for less than $1 each, one of which was Breath of Fire 4. So I started playing.
Why is three on there?
did I miss homie discounts? Because I actually do have some homie discounts.
Yeah, you did, Break.
My bad, sorry.
Yeah. It's okay.
But I started playing that, and some of the localization stuff is weird. I kind of get irritated with Folu's, like, kind of this weird Middle English, Ethan, Austin, all that kind of
shit. Oh, yeah, they didn't translate the credits.
Oh, I haven't even gotten to that. But it is, you know, it's a straightforward RPG. The animation in that game is really nice. I also picked up Matt Hazard, Bloodbath and Beyond, which I think is one of the greatest titles ever.
Is that the 2D one?
Yes,
that is a pretty awesome title.
The 2.5D, like, kind of a mishmash of, like, Contra and Metal Slug kind of game. Pretty good. I have running into some control issues at one area.
I think I got that on PS Plus thing once.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty decent little game, and I also got the original Mad Hazard because what the hell, I paid 80 cents for it. It's like, even if I hate it, you know, it's like okay, I'll earn, like, you know, 20 trophies off of it, and, you know, it's like, okay, you know, it's worth 80 cents. And I also finished playing through doing a replay of the original Darksiders on Apocalyptic, which was not this is supposed to be so difficult. No, it's not. It's an incredibly easy game once you learn, like, just.
So is it matters to the game being more tedious because you have to hit the enemy more?
It doesn't feel like it, honestly. It's like, it just, I guess the enemy is slightly more aggressive, and there are a couple of there was one boss fight that I had some trouble with, but, like, most of it, though, is, like, by the point where I really had to two boss fights gave me trouble. But only one of which I died on. One I came very close. But for the rest of the game, I didn't die at all.
All right.
I still enjoy it. I still recommend it. If you want, like, a Zelda style, like, action adventure, you know, you could do a lot worse.
I like the Darksider games quite a bit.
Yeah, I was very frustrated when THQ was selling off their IP. Like, no one was picking up Darksiders. What the fuck?
Yeah. All right, let's move on to Stinkos. We gotta pick up the pace here, guys. Eric, any Stinkos? I didn't see any on your.
No, I'll put it in later. But I found out that I have to work 10-hour work days because Good Friday is off.
Oh, fuck.
That sucks, man.
Yeah. That's a pain in the ass. Break.
2 extra hours every day.
Is that just for the week? Or?
At least I don't have to spend 30 minutes driving anymore because I'll be moved in by then.
That's cool, man. That's one cool thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Break. Did you have – I didn't see one there either. Break? I guess we lost Break. All right. Mug.
Well, Indiana's governor, what's his name, Mike Pence, I think, signing that goddamn, you know, so-called religious freedom bill allowing businesses to discriminate against gay.
I heard about that shit.
Fuck you.
The persecution complex bill.
Yeah, exactly. And also, like, I don't know if you've seen it, it's trending on, like, Facebook and shit, that interview with a Monsanto lobbyist.
Yeah.
And where someone's like, oh, well, it's like, you know, the guy said, you know, truthfully, that, you know, it's, you know, Roundup is very safe. A lot of people have tried to use it to commit suicide and fail. And they're like, well, here, try, you know, here's a glass of it right now. Drink it down. And it's like, okay, just because it's relatively safe doesn't, you know, first off, it was a very unprofessional move on the part of the interviewer because he wasn't there to talk about Roundup.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, the oral LD, it's like, do you guys know the term LD50?
No.
It's the number of milligrams per kilogram of body weight
that at which 50% of test subjects die. It's like it's a scientific measure of toxicity. Like the higher the number, the more like the less toxic it is, the more you can have before it becomes, you know, potentially like tangibly potentially lethal.
Yeah.
Like the LD50 for Roundup is like 5,600. Water is like as above 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And like salt is around 3,000. It's like salt is almost twice as toxic as Roundup is.
Wow,
it's
like, that's weird.
Yeah, it's like, and that's the thing. It's like, and I did. I was like, okay, and it's like just based on the calculation. It's like, let's, you know, account for my body weight. Based on my body weight, I could drink like well over half a liter of Roundup and still have a 50-50 shot at surviving.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's like, I was like, I was just thinking, like, I'm prepared to take a just, you know, like, just fill up a shot glass full of Roundup, take it. I'll probably throw up, but I'll be fine.
Right.
It's like just, and it's like, it's the same problem I have with the you know, the right wingers and climate change and the left wingers and the GMO foods and Monsanto. It's like, I'm sorry. Not only is most of their stuff perfectly safe to for all the intended purposes, they're also not the only company producing these products.
Yeah.
It's like there's a meme out there that says, you know, it's Syngenta is one of the other companies that makes these things. It's like, isn't it great how we make all these products and Monsanto gets all the heat? And another voice bubble says, yeah, this must be what Burger King feels like.
You know what I got out of that mug is that Mug is the way that he is because he drinks Roundup. That's what I got out of it.
I haven't had any Roundup yet. So far, all of my shots have been of Johnny Walker with some Evan Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, and I've got a little pony bottle of cinnamon, the Fireball cinnamon whiskey.
Get out of here.
I like cinnamon to most any alcohol.
Yeah,
it adds a little bit of bite to it, personally.
Yeah.
Fireball cinnamon whiskey is pretty good stuff. I don't know that I would spend money on a full bottle of it, but a pony bottle of it, just to kind of like accent, you know, as you're drinking, it's nice.
Yeah. All right. Mine is.
I just saw that the edit you made, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. My stinko is just Freak Five Chaos. That's it. Just Freak Five Chaos. He's exiled. He's just, that's my stinko of the week. No, I'm kidding, Freak. I really didn't have a stinko this week.
Freak, I still love you.
All right, let's go move on to our sweetos of the week.
Oh, wait, what about me?
Did I skip you? No, I didn't.
As usual, you said.
No, I asked you and you didn't answer. Yeah, so.
Oh, I might have been muted. I'm
and
sorry.
There's nothing on the list here. So, okay, well, break.
I'm sorry. I never put anything on the list because...
Because you're lazy. All right, go ahead.
You said the same thing. Congrats.
Yeah.
I actually have a few. Mrs. Breakman's... dad has to have his gallbladder removed.
Yeah, that sucks. Wiffix had hers out.
Yeah, my wife had to have hers out. Hers actually had, like, she didn't have gallstones. She had what I called gall gravel. Like, literally, it was so full of tiny stones. It was just like she was in serious trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been in a lot of pain, and that's got to be done. Yeah. So that's happening,
but at least it's treatable. I mean, that's it could be.
Yeah,
a lot worse.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. And this is I'm surprised, Eric. This wasn't your big stinko. The anti-abortion vote that was going on in our beautiful state.
Yeah. Mm. You guys, I didn't hear about it. That's why.
You guys,
well, it passed the House, but they are trying to pass the most restrictive abortion laws in the country. Basically, if there
already
is a
talked
heartbeat,
about that though.
Yeah.
How restrictive are we talking?
Well,
about?
They'll
make abortion just an untenable prospect for everyone.
I know you've talked about it in the past, but since then it's actually passed the House, and now they're trying to get it and try. It's really close to becoming the law, is basically what I was
saying. But I mean, like, what are the parameters of the law?
Heartbeat.
Seriously?
Oh, yes, it's called the heartbeat bill.
Fuck that.
As soon as there's a heartbeat, it doesn't exclude rape, doesn't exclude incest.
What?
It is the most restrictive bill in the country.
Why are people...
So it passed the House, now it just needs to pass the Senate, which looks pretty likely.
That's going to get challenged up to the Supreme Court.
You know what I don't understand, guys? Why people are so interested in controlling a woman's body. Like that, I just don't understand.
If it's your religion, you're against it, that's fine.
Because they know there's no God, have so to have an abortion. Play God. That's why. Mm.
Well, that's,
you don't
that's
have to have an abortion, but don't go, like, don't tell other people... Don't stop other people from doing it. Well, you have no business stopping somebody else.
Freak5 says, have you seen the idiot who wants to require abortion doctors to tell women getting abortions that is reversible? That it is reversible? What?
Yeah, I'm sorry, what? A reversible abortion? What the fuck?
Yeah, we can put it – we can bring put it back to life and put it back in.
Oy, oy. All right.
There's a train going by. Sorry. I understand how much.
My apartment's located by a train, so if you hear trains like next week, then I'll be a reason. Yeah.
We know it's you farting, Eric.
All right, guys.
I understand. It's against your religion. That's fine. That's you and people that are in your religion, but people that aren't in your religion, you have. Why? I don't understand. Like, leave them alone. It has nothing to do with
look,
you.
Break.
They'll suit their own worldview.
Guys, we all know the reason. It's because the majority of people in Congress and in the House, Senate, all that stuff, they're Christians. That's the reason.
And even if they're not, they're still pandering to their fucking base.
Right. It's pandering to the base is what it is.
Right.
And one day people they're going to – I don't know. Like it's a lot of the older generation's part of the problem.
I fully suspect that all this shit will be overturned within the next 40 years.
Yeah, I agree. I just
Once a lot of the older generation, the more prejudiced generation is gone, I think you're right too.
Because, I mean, if you look at the social perception of it has changed a lot. And then when you have a younger generation who is like not just politically interested but politically motivated, then you'll start to see this stuff get overturned.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. All right, let's move on to our sweetos.
I just want to say, like, I fully support, like, if you have your religion and you have your standards and your rules and, like, whatever, you want to live by your God, go ahead. But don't fucking enforce your rules on others.
Yeah, Slagar says pandering to the base is pretty much their job. No, I agree with that, Slagar, but it doesn't mean it's right. At all.
A lot of the problem is that only the base votes, too. Like, most of us don't – like, I admit, I don't vote because this the system doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, you're part of the problem then, Brake. You got to get out there and vote, man.
Yeah. Seriously, not voting is saying – you know, is essentially –
It's saying I give up.
Well, no. What I mean in literally –
No, it is. It is what I'm saying. I give up.
Let me finish, dude. It's like, but not voting is essentially giving your vote to the gerrymandering Republicans.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I vote is just to not give up my vote. You know,
part of the problem is that I never like both options. Well, there's a problem with either option.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like you kind of have to go with the lesser of two evils. And it's like there's the thing that Henry Rollins said. It's like, wouldn't it be nice to have a politician that you felt as enthusiastic about as you do about your favorite bands?
Mm, yeah. There is one local politician who I'd vote for. That's it. He is the only man I can think of that I would even vote for.
Mm. Yeah, the only politician I can name that I like is Bernie Sanders. Independent in Vermont.
And he's not perfect,
I don't know why, either. But I thought you were going to say Bernie Mac for a minute.
Bernie Mac. I almost said
Bernie Madoff, and I'm like, no.
All right, guys, we got to move on. Sweetos. Eric, your sweeto.
My sweeto is from sciencealert.com. It says, a new Alzheimer's treatment fully restores memory function.
That is such
major.
A fucking cool thing.
This is Australian researchers, of all places, Australia.
are they doing that in human tests?
It says they've come up with a non-invasive ultrasound technology that clears the brain of neurotoxic amyloid plaques, structures that are responsible for memory loss and a decline in cognitive function in Alzheimer's patients. So if a person has Alzheimer's disease, it's usually a result of a buildup of two types of lesions, amyloid plaques and a neurofibrillary tangles. Amyloid plaques sit between the neurons and end up as a dense clusters of beta amyloid molecules, a sticky type of protein that clumps together and forms plaque.
Yeah. So yeah,
can I ask a question that I don't really understand? What's the difference between Alzheimer's and dementia?
Alzheimer's is a neurodegenerative disease. Dementia is a blanket term that describes any kind of drop in cognitive function.
But this type of technology might be able to transfer to other forms.
Oh yeah, but I mean, the thing is, just given. I mean, my grandmother had Alzheimer's before she, you know, like
my grandmother had dementia.
They're not doing human trials, but they're gonna start with a higher. They're ready to start trials with higher animal models, such as sheep. And they hope to get the human trials underway in 2017.
God, this would be fucking
I mean, you
phenomenal.
Think about it. If they can get human trials in 2017, this could actually see market like the market in 2020.
Yep, absolutely. Dungeon Buster says, great news on Alzheimer's. No sharks ate any of the researchers either.
That's, of course, a joke based on the movie, if anybody didn't get it.
Right. No, this is great news.
I never saw the movie, but I know what he's talking about.
I think this is good news. This is
amazing news. Yeah. And I was talking to my dad about it. It's like essentially with Alzheimer's, it hides their mind behind a wall that they can't reach.
Yeah.
It's like I've described, you know, I've kind of like likened, you know, my stepson is autistic.
Yeah.
And I said kind of like when they, a lot of people on the autistic spectrum, they're nonverbal, and it's like they, you know, they're perfectly, you know, their minds are all there, but it's like they can't put together the words. And I figure it's kind of like that. Imagine living your entire life in that with that feeling like there's a word on the tip of your tongue and it's just not coming. It's like, yeah, that would be pretty damn frustrating. It's like, and I kind of figure that, you know, from what I understand of like neurologically of Alzheimer's, it's like your entire mind, yourself is like that. It's like, you know that there should be something there and it's just gone. It's like there's something that you just like can't push through.
Yeah. Hey, Wivix is Wivix appeared. Hey, Wivix. All right, guys, let's move on. Freak 5 says, what should a porn parody version of Sharknado be
called? Wait, whoa. I thought we were doing Sweetos.
Yeah, you skipped my
Sharknado.
No, I'm just saying.
Sharknado.
We're still doing it. I'm just
Dicknado.
Telling you.
No, you're right. Let's move on.
I am all for Dicknado.
Dicknado, there we go.
It's like, because you think about it, it's like they're similar shapes.
I said Vagnado. I think
but the thing about it, it's like shark is something that's like the, you know, they move fast, they thrust through the water. You know, I think you could, you know, kind of keep the theme of the original.
I like my name better. I like Pussynado.
Pussynado, yeah.
Pussynado.
That should be a question for the audience. They
Clitnado.
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 But nobody would ever be able to find it.
Yeah.
G-Spot Nato.
All right, let's move on. Moria, you're Sweeto.
Okay, there's a it's a very, very short news story, but it involves an Indonesian town. So the police of Palmera, which is a sub-district of West Jakarta, accidentally got their residents high as kites when they burned a 3.3-ton pile of marijuana. A number of residents, including journalists in the Indonesian neighborhood, reported feeling dizzy, headaches, and intoxicated. And that intoxicated is italicized when the plume of smoke blew into their streets.
And they were complaining about this. I know.
It's like, well, it's like if they're feeling dizzy and headaches and stuff, I get it. Because this stuff is probably really fucking strong. And we're not just talking like little tokes. We're like, this is all you're breathing. Some of the police wore masks when they set the weed ablaze, but forgot to mention to the folks in the surrounding areas that the smoke may affect them too. They basically gave an entire town a contact high. Oops.
So there are kids out in the park playing like, huh? This slide, man.
Yeah.
Hey.
Like, my hands are huge. I'm hungry.
Mommy,
And lots of giggling.
That's funny, man. You would think it would be this show, us giggling.
I know.
All right. Break.
There are guys out there playing football and suddenly stop. Like, man, I don't feel like you're hitting you right now. You got any potato chips?
All of a sudden, this village has like a sudden urge to eat a lot of Doritos and Fritos and stuff like that.
But you think about it. Foods in Indonesia are like must be completely different from Western ones.
I know,
ones.
Man. Whatever their equivalent.
What could it be?
Dungeon Buster says, our weather report for today, 100% of weed smog.
I would be stuck for that.
Yeah. Look at Freak 5 says, I bet those kids ate their veggies that night.
Yeah. It's like,
they ate their veggies. They ate the fucking Doritos, the potato chips. They probably ate their utensils that night. They were so fucking hungry.
Very nearly ate their plates.
Right. Break. What you got for us, man?
Before I did the Sweeto, I forgot to mention the homie discount, so let me do that real quick.
Yeah.
And this isn't these aren't RPGs, but the sales are really good, so I thought I'd mention it. 2K Games has four games on sale right now. Civilization Revolution 2 is on sale. It's regularly $14.99. It's on sale for $4.99.
Not bad.
Freak 5 is exiled again.
XCOM is normally $12.99. It's on sale for $4.99. NHL 2K is normally $7.99. It's on sale for $2.99. And South Park Pinball is normally $3.99. It's on sale for $1.99. But I thought the Civ Revolution for $4.99 was one heck of a deal. So yeah.
I've never played a Civilization game.
Oh, you were. God, what is
me
wrong
neither.
With you?
Now, bear in mind, I've never gotten into sim type games.
Yeah, me neither.
Civilization is a fantastic game.
Plus, I've also heard that it's the kind of game that
the sequels have been fantastic too.
That causes you to lose a job, that kind of thing. It ends relationships and costs jobs.
So I've played a lot of games like that.
All right.
I played WoW for a while, but anyways, let's get on my Sweetos. Yeah.
Okay. Before we do that, I do think I have to share this little line from Freak 5 Chaos. I said, I don't even think that much pot smoke would make Frank funny.
You're exiled, ouch. Son of a bitch. Exiled.
so cruel. Yeah, so cruel.
That he's also not Frank for his Frank's. Threats of exile are just as toothless as his mouth.
Get out of here, son of a bitch. I'll have you know I have a full set of choppers, you son of a bitch. Full set of choppers.
My Sweetos. First one goes to last week's Sweeto, which would have been it's spring. Yay, even though today it's record cold. Or close to record cold anyway. But
I was like, it was sunny and warm, and then I was like, what the fuck? I'm having to like pull up my collar and put on the beanie, and she's like, what the fuck?
I know, it's supposed to be 18 degrees tomorrow morning. Are you fucking kidding me? It's supposed to be spring.
You need to move out of Ohio, man. Ohio sucks. It snowed.
Fucking snow. Yeah.
There were some flurries today. My second one goes to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to do a 1-year suspension of one of the stinkos that I've brought up. I imagine at least a few times, the blackout rule.
Yep, I like that. I like that quite a bit. Even though Denver never has that issue, so
yeah. Well, places like Ohio, we're a small market. Area people like us don't have a lot of money. There's just not a lot of money to go around here. So a $50 a ticket, it's kind of rough.
You know,
even though this year they're actually going to be really cheap tickets. The Bengals are going to have the cheapest tickets in the country of all teams.
You know who has the worst problem with that is Oakland and Jacksonville.
I was going to say Jacksonville. Yeah,
Jacksonville has the worst problem.
Jacksonville, I think, is the absolute worst on it. The problem, part of the problem, is they're in Florida.
It's hard to get people to do anything.
That's why I never understood why they have so many. Like, they have the Dolphins, the Bucks.
It's because of the populace. It's not a small market down there.
Yeah, Jacksonville sucks, man. They should never have had a team there.
The only teams that are really popular in Florida are the Dolphins and the Heat. Right?
Even the Dolphins aren't super popular, man. The Heat are pretty popular, but not anymore.
Well, the Dolphins have that Joe Montana.
Gripper, you're getting close to getting exiled, sir, son of a bitch. Anyways.
All right, Dan Marino legacy. I can't believe Austin said Joe Montana. Yeah. Anyway, so they have that legacy. But for those who don't know, the NFL blackout rule is if your team doesn't sell out, the game won't be televised in your market.
Yeah. It's a stupid rule.
When half of the teams in the country are paying for the stadiums for those teams to pay in with tax dollar money, and especially in this city where we're paying for everything, including upgrades and anything that they need, we got kind of hosed on the deal. We have to pay for fucking everything the stadium needs. So, you're paying – the tax dollars are paying for everything the team does, but yet you're not allowed to watch the game. So that's some crap, but they're lifting the rule for this year. They're going to test it out, quote unquote, and see how it does. But that's so that one and my other sweeto goes to this time of year they give out the company bonuses and raises, and I'll just say I got a freaking sick bonus.
Damn,
you need to share. I've got a freaking sick boner.
Get out of here, mug.
Are we done with stinkos?
We already did our stinkos, man. Come on.
I got a lulz.
What's wrong with having a sick boner?
All right.
Actually, now that I said it that way, it does sound wrong. You're right. Like, I don't want my boner to be sick. How about a sweet boner?
All right, Eric, what's your lulz, man?
My lulz is I found a video on TYT about a televangelist named Creflo Dollar, and he apparently needs power.
His last name is Dollar?
Yeah, that's the funny part.
Wasn't he recently brought up on charges?
Dollar Bill, yo.
He probably was, but...
Yeah, Dollar Ministries, and...
That's obviously a legal name. But the fact that he's that... I don't know. The fact that he thinks he can get away with it.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, this is not exactly a sweeto or a stinko, because it's I don't really wish ill on anyone. But the faith healer Benny Hinn is in the hospital, and it's one would presume that his connection with God would have been able to keep him from getting sick, but apparently that's not the case.
Had a speedy recovery.
I think it's all right to wish ill on some people.
I agree. Like Jenny McCarthy, for one.
I won't wish ill on him, but I also won't, wish.
I'm not saying disrespect him. What happened with what's her name? Ashley Judd recently, that's ridiculous. You don't go and do that kind of shit.
It's like I said about Ted Nugent, it's I don't wish harm on anyone, but I will smile when that man dies.
All right, we're not gonna have time to do our free for all. Save it for next week, Eric. I think it's time to do our plugs. We'll start.
Oh my god, it's 8:45. I didn't even. My bad. I'm sorry.
Well, that's right. The news this week took quite a while. I mean, it ate a good hour of the show.
Well, there were 2 weeks worth. So
yeah, that was a lot of.
If you want to do 3 weeks, Frank, then you're gonna have to look forward to extra long news weeks.
Well, we're just gonna have to cut some of the news, man. That's all there is to it. All right, Eric, let's start with your plugs this week, man.
You can plug my I'll plug the reviews that I have put up for the various sites, BostonBastardGrade.com, TotallyGN.com, GameTactics.com, and I have one review of Hyperdimension Neptunia Rebirth 1 on HonestGamers.com. And there's a couple on VOG Network as well.
All right.
I have a new drink review that I need to upload that I recorded a couple days ago.
for your YouTube channel, Fun ET Man, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. And then you can find me on Twitter at Eric Arbucci.
All right. Mug, your plugs.
Yeah, I just got the one. You can find me on Twitter. It's at Moria Mug, MoriaMug.
All right. Break, your plugs.
I just like to plug Star Wars. Also, Break underscore Man on Twitter, at Break underscore Man, at Stealth underscore underscore underscore. He shows up when he wants to. And at RP Grinders. And if you have any Twitter questions or would you rathers, please send to at RP Grinders.
Thank you. Is that
it? Yeah, that's it.
All right. My plugs are as follows. I want to plug the last ever episode of DMT coming up on Wednesday. Make sure you guys check that out. It should be a lot of fun.
What's DMT? I know that is dimethyltryptamine.
Nope. It's just DMT, man. Show about zombies. So.
Oh, Dead Men Talking, yeah.
Yeah, it's DMT because we have women on there now.
Oh, I know, but it's like that's what it was supposed to stand for.
But so the end of an era comes with DMT, which I'm actually pretty excited about. I'll get a little more of my time back. And also, you know, us doing, I think I mentioned that at the beginning, we're going to go to a 3-week-a-month format on RP Grinders. I just need a little more time, you know, just getting burnt. And it, you know, after, what, 8 years of doing this stuff, I just really need a break, so.
But don't you like talking to?
I do. I enjoy it immensely, but
that's.
No, I do enjoy it. That's why I'm not willing to.
Frank's going to look for a successor, and then he's going to deneuralize himself.
Yeah, right. No, I'm good to do the show.
Frank disinfects himself every time the show ends. He's got big bottle of spray disinfectant.
He's right. Looking to sell out to Disney.
Yeah, I'm holding out for Disney. That's why I'm, you know, I haven't ended the show yet. But that's about it. Just check out the last ever episode of DMT. And, you know, this show, RP Grinders, and the at RP Grinders. So send in anything that you have on Twitter to at RP Grinders. And Breakman will promptly tell us what you wrote on the show. So if you want your voice to be heard, listen
even up. If it's like an insult against me, I'm cool. All right.
All right, guys. Is there anything else?
I think that's it for me.
All right. I think that covers it. Stay safe this weekend, guys. We
don't get crucified next week.
Yeah, don't get crucified. Yeah. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you guys back here this week or next week too. So we're out.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
See you next week, guys.